Good morning. I can tell you the elders as a group are excited for this day to be here. We have mentioned to you several times that we went on a planning session. That's something we do each year. This year in November. And I want to say that when we've done that, it's not a vacation. It's a working trip, and all of the expense for our trip is paid by us. No money comes out of the church treasury for that. I guess I should underline that in with bold italicized underline. It is something that we do ourselves. We are excited about the plans that we have for 2022. And we want you to share that excitement with us. The first thing that I'm going to talk about is our theme for 2022. This year it has been What's God's Purpose for Me? Personally, I have loved that theme. It's been valuable to me to read passages three times a week that talk about what God wants from us. And that's that helps define the purpose that we serve for him. This year, our theme for 2022 is going to be, Are You Connected? And that's a question. It's a question. And it, you may wonder what that question is. The primary verse for this theme is from John chapter 15, verse 5. I am the vine. Remember, Jesus is speaking. I am the vine. You are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him, he bears much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Think about that. For apart from me, you can do nothing. So our connection to the Lord, this theme covers a number of topics. Our connection to God, our connection to Jesus, our connection to the Word, our connection to truth, my connection with my wife, my wife's connection with me as her husband, our connections with one another as brethren, and the list goes on and on. There's a number of things that we can talk about and read passages of Scripture for that emphasize the value of thinking about this question, whether I'm connected. And it's something that it needs to be a full-time thing. It's not just three times a week. It's a full-time thing. And so that will be our theme for 2022. Every Lord's Day morning, every Lord's Day evening, and on Wednesday evening when we come together, we'll stand and read that passage of Scripture together. And we hope that it presents a challenge to each one of us to consider whether we are connected to the Lord. What role am I playing in his kingdom? The next thing I want to talk about is giving. Let me preface this by saying something that really is obvious. Beginning in early 2020, the pandemic hit, and then we've had, as a nation, as globally, we've had problems with that. All over the world, even through 2020. And in the course of that, West End's not the only one that's been impacted by that, but lots of congregations, lots of different churches have been impacted by that. We have lost several families. Some have not returned. Others have started attending a different congregation because they disagreed with these elders about the masking and social distancing plans that we had in place. Some have moved on for different reasons. But regardless of that, it has impacted our contribution. So we just want to talk about that, be upfront and talk about that. Historically, our contribution for the past 5 years, it's all on the board. In 2017, our average contribution was $8,000 per week. In 2018, it was $8,400 per week. In 2019, it was $7,900 per week. Last year, $8,200 per week. And this year, $7,300 per week. And so the difference in our giving from last year to this year is $900 less per week. We don't expect, wouldn't ask, any one family to make that up, make up that difference, but together, all of us can. Together, all of us can. The elders rarely speak to the church about giving. Before the pandemic and the way that we served, the way we served the Lord's Supper, we talked about giving, somebody talked about giving every week, but now that's not really a formal part of our worship. We still do it. We have baskets. We ask people to remember to leave their contribution at the door, or we provide electronic methods for leaving your contribution. But this is something that we can't help but mention to the church. And so our plea to you this morning is to please listen to the plans that we're going to present to you. There's some bold things. We urge you to please listen to these plans that we have scheduled for the coming year. Consider whether you can help to make up the difference in what we've had and what we currently have. Let me just say this to you. The treasury... of this church is used for four primary things: evangelism, benevolence, our Bible classes, which really is something that is designed to help our young people, and upkeep of our building. Those are the four things, generally speaking, that our contribution is for. And so, As these other men talk this morning, we ask you to please think about the things that we have planned, and we hope that you will agree to be a part of that, an integral part of that. One last thing that I want to mention is that for the last several years, we have methodically worked on paying the mortgage off on this building. And we've made extra principal payments to accomplish that, and I'm thrilled to announce to you that in a couple of weeks, the last installment will be made on this building, and the mortgage will be paid off. And so the resources that have been previously devoted to this structure that is part really of what we need for purposes of evangelism. But what we want to do is invest in the preaching of the gospel. We want to invest in the preaching of the gospel. We want to invest in it right here, where we can see and oversee how our money is spent. There is no better investment than the preaching of the gospel. And I want you to listen. Joey's going to talk about some specific things that we have in mind to do that. We are not averse to sending money to other men out in the field. But brethren, we don't want to send money. We want to send men. And that's what our goal is to do. And we ask everyone to think about the purpose for which God has given you what he has, to be a steward of that. We have some plans that we think will be very effective. And so we hope that you will be part of that. This is a great church. This is a very generous church. And we want to make a spiritual impact on this community. We believe we can make a spiritual impact on this nation. And we have the ability to make a spiritual impact on the world. And what will do that is the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's what the Lord wants us to do. He says, I'm here to seek and to save that which is lost. We have never been in a better position than we are right now to carry out that directive. And so we ask you to join with us to accomplish the goals that we have set for the new year, for the plans that we have in place, and we hope to accomplish it and continue to carry it on, all to the glory of God. That's it for me. Thank you very much. Clint.
I understand due to the time of the year and where the sun is at this point in the day, this might be difficult for some of you due to the glare up here. But if you put on your sunglasses and follow along, I hope you'll do that and stay with me. I do want to say, just this was my first ever summit, and I just want to say from a personal standpoint that I couldn't have imagined it being any better than it was. Just working with these guys and the things that we talked about, the progress that we made, and I'm excited to stand here this morning and talk about these things. I hope you are. As David mentioned, our theme for 2022 is Are You Connected? So what I'm going to talk about for the next few minutes is, are you connected to what's going on back there in the back halls? Are you connected to your children's classes? We have classes. We have 10 classes going on back there. They start at 9 months. They go up to 12th grade. That's in addition to the college age class that's going on back there. So I'm going to talk specifically about the 9 month to 12th grade classes and what's going on back there, what we're currently doing, and some of the plans that we have to do with that. First, I just want to give a little bit of credit to some of the people that make that all go around back there. There are a few that play an integral role in that. First of all, I'll mention Gerald Barr. Gerald takes care of everything related to middle school and high school groups back there. He is responsible for getting those teachers lined up. It's two classes, one middle school, one high school. That requires two teachers at least per quarter. That's our guideline. That's our rule for multiple reasons. So Gerald takes care of getting that. He does a great job of getting those people. So that's 16 different opportunities. If you're a man and have not taught, participated in teaching middle school and high school age, that's a huge opportunity. And I would encourage you to get involved in that, especially if you have children in that age range. Take advantage of those opportunities to know what they're learning, know what they're dealing with in their lives. Gerald takes care of all that, and thank you, Gerald. I appreciate everything that you do with that. It's about 25 kids in that group between middle school and high school, and that number is going to grow in the coming years. We'll talk about that later on. But there's potential to have a huge high school class in just a few years if we keep all the kids that we do have. So my encouragement to you parents when it comes to that, middle school and high school, the books that we're using in that age range now, they're different than the books I used when I was that age, different than the books you guys likely used when you were that age. I'm not going to knock those books. I still have a lot of the books that I used when I was in middle school and high school. Still have them on my shelf at home. I still reference them. Still use them when I'm preparing for a class or a sermon. But they're just different. They're just laid out differently. The books that we're using today are much more interactive. They're much more designed to get the children to talk, get them to think about things that they're dealing with in their lives. And I would just encourage you to use those. There are great conversations that come out of them if you'll use that to know, again, what your kids are talking about and what they're learning about. Dwayne Hudson, Brian Whiteside, both of these guys play an integral role in what happens behind these doors back here. You wouldn't even imagine some of the things that they go through. There's 8 classes, starting from 9 months all the way up through 6th grade in that age range or in that group. Brian and Dwayne are getting all the books for those. They're getting all the teachers for them. Think about that again, 2 teachers per class, that's 16 minimum. We have a couple classes that are big enough, we put 3 teachers in there. That's 64 plus opportunities per year to be in front of these kids. Again, if you are not participating in that, I encourage you, get involved in that. Be a part of that. As David mentioned, you know, in our theme and what we're trying to do here and trying to teach souls the gospel, I mean, what more captive audience could you ask for than a room full of kids that are just begging to hear what it is that you have to say? They're getting the materials for these people, about 70 kids. So if you add, do the math on that, about 95, we're around 100 kids, 100 souls being taught back there, roughly an hour and a half a week, being trying to be taught the gospel. But my point to you parents, if you have children in that age range from 9 months to sixth grade, we're going to talk about the curriculum here just briefly in just a moment. But the curriculum, again, it's great material. It's material that's better than anything I ever had when I was a kid in the classes that I attended. This is well thought out material. This is well organized material. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But be involved in that. Use that and help your kids with that. And the biggest point that I can make to you is these lessons are not even designed to be completely covered 100% in two classes a week. There's no possible way. There are daily Bible readings. Again, I'll talk about that a little bit in a minute. But there are daily Bible readings in there. The teachers don't have time to cover those readings in class. So if you're not participating in that with your kids, if you're not investing your own time in that, then they're not getting the full potential of these. So I would encourage you to take part in that. I would be remiss if I didn't mention Phyllis. Thank you, Phyllis. All the things that you do back there in the resource room. We'll talk a little bit more about the resource room later on. But if you haven't been in that resource room, I'd encourage you to go take a look at it. Find out what's in there. Find out what you can use and use it. And Phyllis does a great job preparing all that, organizing all that, and we thank her so much for that. And then lastly, just if you're a teacher, if you're a helper, if you're doing anything in those classes, we want you to know we know that and we appreciate that. And we ask you to continue doing that because, again, we have 100 souls back there under our care, and we want to do the best that we can with them. So thank you for all of that. This is just a quick snapshot here, middle school and high school, the topics that they've studied this year and what's planned for the coming year. You can see generically we do roughly two quarters a year topical studies, and we do roughly two quarters a year on textual studies, and they kind of rotate back and forth through those. But again, it's great material, and I would encourage you again to take part in that if you are not already. Well, again, what I want to emphasize on the kids' classes is it is all about the children. And I want to emphasize that point again. There are 100 kids roughly back there that we are trying to teach them and prepare them to deal with this world that we live in and be prepared to deal with the things that come up in it and to give them a foundation, a basis for them to have their own faith. And we are taking that role very seriously. As we mentioned, we need a lot of teachers. I would love to say that we had, 64-plus teachers to just rotate through back there and you teach one time a year and you do it again. We don't have that many teachers. As David mentioned, we've lost some. Some of that was COVID-related. Some of that, we've had deaths. We've had people move away. We've had teachers that are not here today that were here a year or two ago, and we need more. We do have some new ones that are moving in, and we'll talk about that some more as well. Our plan has always been for the people teaching in those classrooms to be able to be out here as also and have adult classes. It's not fair for a lady to teach 3, 4, 5 quarters in a row just teaching children, and they're missing all of the adult classes. Our idea or our plan has always been teach 2 quarters a year at the most and rotate in between. Teach a quarter, be in a class a quarter, teach a quarter. We have not had that luxury lately just because of the lack of teachers. So, again, we encourage you, if you're not participating in that, get involved. You don't have to be the primary teacher. Just being in there is a help, and that gives somebody else a break. We talked about the investment. We as a church, we are changing how much we're going to put into this and under this idea of where could we spend money that would be more productive? Where could we spend money that we could better oversee than back there in those classrooms? So we have some plans to go along with that. And we just ask you parents, again, if you're not involved in that, you don't know what your kids are studying, if you're not going through those lessons with them and doing the readings, then you're shortchanging your own children, and we would encourage you to not do that. Give them the best possible opportunity that you can. And then the last thing, this is just a pet peeve of mine. It's not a daycare, and if you think of it that way, I would encourage you to think of it differently. I've heard people say, oh, we're having a gospel meeting on Wednesday, so there's no classes, we won't be there, because they just want to drop their kids off. I don't know that any of those people are still here. Most of those, I think, have moved on. But please don't think of it as a chance. Oh, this is 45 minutes. I don't have to wrestle this kid. It's a whole lot more than that. And put some thought and put some effort into those things. All right, so the curriculum back there real quick. If you're not aware of this, this is just an overview. If you want to know more about it, come see me. We'll talk more about it in detail, kind of what's going on back there. But the curriculum that the 9 months to sixth grade is using is called Shaping Hearts for God. You can go on their website. You can see more details there. But that's basically what we are using. We don't use everything that they offer, but we use a good portion of that. The idea of that material is to send, is to put your kids through the whole Bible once every 3 years. And so if they start roughly, if your kids are here from youth up, at about 4 years old, they'll start this curriculum. The younger grades don't. I mean, the 9 months up to 3 years don't do that curriculum. But at 4 years, they'll start this material, and then they have roughly 9 years before they will start middle school. So about three times, they'll go through the entire Bible in those 9 years. And that material includes things like daily Bible readings, like we talked about, map facts, Bible facts, what they call BKEs, Bible knowledge expectations, things that by the time your kid is six, they should know. Things that by the time your kid is eight, they should know. Things that by the time your kid is 12, they should know. And it's designed to reinforce those facts quarter after quarter after quarter. One of the best things about it is the way that it's laid out is every class is studying the same thing at the same time. Whether your kid is 4 years old or whether your kid is 10 years old, they're studying the same stories. They're studying the same facts, the same ideas. And so if you have kids in multiple classes, as you're doing your studies with your kids, they're studying the same thing, just maybe a more advanced level of it if the kids are a little bit older. Same with the memory verses. There was a time when Marcus and Neely had the same memory verse, except Neely's was a little bit harder than Marcus's. So it's really interesting to be able to do those things together at the same time. It's very well organized. I'm not going to spend a lot of time here, but this is just some stuff straight off of their website. It's designed to do the Bible, again, once every 3 years. They'll go through the whole Bible. It's eight quarters of the Old Testament, so 2 years spent in the Old Testament, and then 1 year covering the New Testament. This is, again, just year one, quarter one, two, three, and four. This is how it's laid out. Genesis, Exodus, and Leviticus, and Numbers, and Deuteronomy through Ruth. And it has a theme. Year two is kind of the same thing. And if you want this later, I can give you a copy of it, or you can go on the website and get it. But year two, the rest of the Old Testament is covered. And then year three, the New Testament is covered. About half of that year spent around the life of Christ, and then the rest of the year around Acts and then the epistles. But it is good, good material. So our goal, my point in talking about all of this, is that we want to be the absolute best church we can be, and we want to provide the absolute best classes that we can provide to these young people. And so there are some things that go along with that. One of those is we've all got to be on the same page. So again, I encourage you, if you're not familiar with this material, get involved in it. Let us know. We'll help you with that. But we want everybody on the same page with that. Another piece of that is that it's been over 10 years since we got it. I couldn't pinpoint a date exactly when we started this curriculum, but it's been a while. As I said, we've lost several teachers. Of the ones that were here when this material was presented to us, there were a group of women that sat through that. We've lost several of them. And then we got a lot of you that are teaching today that weren't here for that. And so all that said, mark your calendars for February the 19th. February the 19th, we're going to do a Teacher's Day. And I didn't know of a better thing to call it than just Teacher's Day because there are so many things that we want to kind of cover with this, but it's going to be, like we typically do, like a three-hour session on a Saturday. We'll try to get you in, get you out on time or early. But what we are asking for is if you are a teacher or a helper today, if you were participating in those classes, we need you here for that. I don't want you to think, oh, I've been teaching this material for 10 years. I'm good. I don't need to be there. No, we need you here because you're part of helping the others that are not as familiar with this material. If you are not a teacher today, but you want to be in the very near future or in the distant future, we encourage you to be here. And we're going to work through some things in that that will help us all, again, to be on the same page with this. Just a few things that we plan to talk about. This list will grow. We've got other things that we're still working on. But we're talking about just the review of the curriculum in general. How is it set up? How is it designed? How is it supposed to work? Because if you're teaching the 4- and 5-year-olds and you're not fully using the material when they become kindergartners, those people that are teaching the kindergarten class are going to have to go back and kind of fix what they missed if we're not all, again, on that same pace. We want to try to circle the wagons here just a little bit and kind of get everybody back in 2022 early on the same page. Resources available. We're going to have roundtable discussions about a lot of these things, but there are things back there that very few people are familiar with. Even I was talking to my wife about some of it, and she was like, I didn't even know we had that. So, and she's been teaching this curriculum for a long time. So we just want to get everybody, again, on the same page. Things to do with the classroom, exchanging ideas, what works, what doesn't work, all of those sorts of things. And this list is nowhere near comprehensive. But we encourage you to be here. We're going to, again, take a part of your day, and we think it will be very beneficial in the long run for all the things that we are trying to accomplish. That's all for me. So I would just leave you with that. Again, if you are not currently connected to what's going on back there, 2022 would be a great year to get involved with that, get connected with that. We have, again, high hopes for the things that we're going to accomplish. We need your help with that, and I'll turn it over to Jim. Thank you.
Thanks, Clint. I appreciate that. And if you don't have children that are in the lower grades right now, I think it's great for everybody to be aware of what's going on in the back of the house, if you will, from a teaching and a curriculum standpoint. Also, it was great to have Joey and Clint join us for the planning summit as well. And we had Mike Thomas, our current evangelist, and Eric Borlaug, our guy that's joining us a little bit later this month. He was there as well. And so it was a great time that we had together. Also, I want to mention the design of the theme, Are You Connected? Stephen Ogden helped us with that, and we appreciate Stephen's efforts and also in helping us prepare for today. We are so excited about the curriculum for 2022. There was so much time, thought, and effort that was put into that, and I hope that you will be excited as well. In the past, we've had as many as 4 adult classes that would run the entire year. When COVID hit in 2020, we maintained all of our adult classes that we had online, which was pretty amazing, and we appreciate everybody doing what they did that then. But when we came back together, we only had 1 adult class in the auditorium initially because of the space that we needed to help maintain social distancing with the lower grade classes. And then in 2021, we also added the college class back. Today, we're not only going to get back to having more classes as we look at 2022. As a matter of fact, we're going to have a total of 20 adult classes for 2022. But we're also going to be delivering some of those classes in a different format than we have traditionally done that in the past. So I'm going to show you this slide and give you just a minute to take a look at it. As you can see from the top of the chart, all classes are going to be broken down into the traditional quarters that we have had in the past. But during those quarters, we're going to have some classes that will be only Wednesday night classes and some classes that will only be Sunday morning classes. Those classes will have different material taught by different teachers on the Wednesday night class from the Sunday morning class. And finally, there will be some classes that will be our traditional full quarter classes with the same topic and teachers for both Sunday and Wednesday nights. Also, this will also change the curriculum and study that we've had when we've eliminated the traditional mid-quarter Wednesday night services. Those have been eliminated, and hopefully we'll be able to work through giving everybody in the back time to be able to make the changes still that they need to when we change classes. And finally, on this slide right here, for the classes that are split quarter classes, the Sunday morning classes are going to have 13 classes, and the Wednesday night classes will have 12 classes, except for one there on the end, as you can see. Now, here's the classes that we're going to offer for 2022. We appreciate all the teachers that have agreed to teach during this time period. We've talked to a number of these folks, of course, for some time now because they will be teaching in the first quarter. And we're going to take just a minute and run through the classes and who's teaching. So, like I said, all together, 20 classes. But the first quarter, if you look, and you can see up here, I guess. Let's see. Yeah, just look in the first column, okay? So in the first column, first quarter, we've got on Sunday morning in the auditorium, Eric is going to teach the Gospel of Mark. And then on Wednesday nights for that quarter, Stephen Ogden will teach Galatians. In room B7 and 8 in the back, where we're picking up an additional adult class during the quarter, we'll have marriage and family with Mike and David, but it's for the entire quarter. Then in the college age class, on Sunday mornings, I will be teaching Proverbs. And on Wednesday nights, Eric will be teaching Modern Challenges. In the second quarter, again, split quarter classes, it will be Matt Finley in the auditorium on Sunday mornings with Hebrews, and that will be an introduction or a review, an overview of Hebrews. On Wednesday nights, it will be discipleship with Eric. And then another traditional full quarter class of 1 and 2 Samuel in room B7 and 8, and that's with Travis and Sean. And then the college age class, the Song of Solomon, on Sunday mornings, and then on Wednesday night, Mike Thomas and the Book of Revelation. In the third quarter, it will be Clint Laird in the auditorium on Sunday mornings, the Book of James, Gerald Barr, Parables of Christ on Wednesday night. Then we're going to split it up in the third quarter in B7 and 8 with Brian Whiteside teaching the apostles on Sunday mornings and Eric teaching the final week of Christ on Wednesday nights. In the college class, still split up, Sermon on the Mount with Gary Hammer on Sunday mornings and Decisions with Joey Elms on Wednesday night. And then finally, the fourth quarter, Brad Wood on Sunday morning in the auditorium, a class on prayer. Wednesday night, Mike, Thomas, Hosea, and Joel. Another traditional quarter, full quarter class in B7 and 8 with 1st and 2nd Kings with Stephen Ogden and James McClenney. And then in the college age class, another full quarter class, and that will be with Johnny Montgomery and John Lindsay on the church. Again, thanks to all the men that have agreed to do this, and hopefully that'll be easy for you to understand. We are going to have an handout, and Joey's going to talk about that, that you'll be able to have all of this to be able to refer to as we prepare our individual plans for the year. So we've got a lot of great things that are going to be going on in the kingdom of God for West End in 2022, and we need to tell folks about it. We're going to step up our marketing efforts during this year. We're going to talk about things that are going on and let people know about it to make sure that we are putting this information out there. One of the ways that you do that today is through social media. We'll be promoting the adult classes, and everything is going to be shareable on social media. So everything that we do through our social media promotion, everybody that has some kind of social media account, you'll be able to share that information with your friends and folks that you're associated with. We will have sermons from both Mike and Eric that will be available that we'll be able to better promote and tell people about. And then the special events that we have during the course of the year with regard to evangelism, like Teens in the Greens, all of our gospel meetings, Men's and Ladies' Days, Hilltop Summit, which is married with our meeting in the fall, and also our website information, we will be making sure that folks are more aware of that as well. The other thing we're going to do is we're working on a new weekly expanded bulletin. It could be anywhere from 4 to 6 pages of information. We'll have our information from our evangelists where they will be writing articles, or maybe excerpts from sermons. The elders will weekly communicate with the membership. We'll have member announcements where we'll be able to follow up with regard to folks that are maybe having health problems and we need to provide an update from them, but they would not be announced absolutely every service. And it would reduce the amount of time that we would actually spend on the verbal announcements. We also think that the expanded newsletter would be a way for us to provide more information for folks that are visiting us and want to find out more about West End. So this is another way that we can individually continue to reach out to our guests so that they can know more about what we have to offer as a congregation and how we're doing the Lord's work here. We'll also be able to have some pictures, and one of the things that we're going to try and do is capture more pictures of children in classrooms, in the auditorium, in adult classes, singing, pictures that will help folks understand what's going on at West End and what happens on the inside of the walls of this building. And then we're going to be sharing some of those pictures in this document and also in some of our electronic communication where we're advertising to tell people about what's going on with West End. And so to recap, here's just some of the things that we're talking about, a total of 20 different classes, including Old Testament, New Testament, and also topical classes, 17 different teachers that will be involved in that effort, our traditional quarter classes, and then also the new 13-week classes that are for Wednesday and Sunday nights with different topics. Social media advertising and expanded bulletin, those are also things that we feel like will be helpful as well. We'll use that to promote all of our adult classes, sermons, and special events that we have going on at the congregation, and again, just try to better communicate with folks. Also want to make sure that everybody knows that several of these ideas that have been incorporated into what we're talking about today are ideas that were brought to us by members of the congregation. like the bulletin. That was one that one of the members here in our congregation suggested, and other things as well. So we certainly listen when you bring ideas to us and tell us what your ideas are about the work here at the congregation too. On a personal note, I want to let everyone know that as of January 2022, I will be retiring from my full-time job. I'll have more time to be an elder, more time for my family, and more time to build a little furniture, too. So I'm looking forward to all of those things, but that's what I've got. Now, Joey's going to talk to you about evangelism.
I'd like to say again, like they said, this has been a great, great opportunity and learning experience to be a part of with these guys. And the elders here, we're very excited about the evangelistic work that we have planned for 2022 and beyond. And when I say beyond, I'll take a phrase from what David has said recently, the ripple effects of what we have planned here, what you're going to see today, and what we're planning to put in motion here next year won't be seen or felt entirely for 50 years. That's the type of effect we want to have with what we got planned. That's why we're so excited with what we got planned and what we're sharing with you guys, because of what we can see it turning into in the future. We have several special events planned, as well as our spring and fall meetings that's already been announced, and we'll talk about those in just a minute. We've also announced the addition of Eric Borlaug and his family coming, and Samantha and his four children. They'll arrive on the 9th, I believe is still the correct date. And for all of you that's helped out so far with getting his house ready for him, we appreciate that so much. You guys have such a great heart to help him out, to get ready for his family to move here and to be a part of this work. And I can tell you, one of the things that gets us so excited is while we were together on this summit, seeing him and Mike work together, the possibilities are endless with what they're going to be able to do in this local community. The addition of another evangelist will help to strengthen not only the members here, but our presence in this local community as we strive to teach and save the lost. We've got a new subdivision coming in next door to us here. We've got other houses being built around us. Bowling Green is growing at an enormous rate. So adding this extra evangelist in there, the work that it's going to free Mike up to do and Eric to do together, it's so exciting to see the inside of this and see what's going on with it to help these guys get started together. And we believe also, we're excited also for the next thing, which is the restarting of our preacher training program in the fourth quarter of 2022. In Mark 16, verse 15, Jesus gives a great commission as he said, "Go into the world and preach the gospel to all creations." And we, the elders here, feel that this training program is a great way to fulfill this commandment. There's an ever-growing need for gospel preachers, and as the elders here, we have a desire to train faithful men to fill these needs. You as a congregation, your theme this year is, are you connected? We need you to be connected to this program also when it starts up in the fourth quarter. We need to help us to make us a better local church, to encourage the man and his family in the work of the kingdom of God. We saw this whenever Justin was being trained here. You guys rallied around him. You encouraged him. You helped him, gave him feedback. And that's what we expect out of this program going forward. It's going to help us to expand the boundaries of the kingdom of God, and it creates a work here that we can oversee, as David said, with the funding and with confidence that no one where that money is going to. We want to train these men so that when they go out of here, they can go out and be a part, not only in this local community, but all over the world, wherever they may serve at. And also, as stated before, we have several special events coming up. The first one being the spring meeting with Bill Robinson. Looking forward to that, March 20th through the 23rd. And let me say something before we get started on this. These dates are in this packet that Jim was talking about, along with the class schedule. So when you get this, take a look at it, put it on your refrigerator, put it in your phone, make plans for it. Okay? I know a lot of people are already making plans for their vacation for next year. Make plans to be here for this. All of the planning, all of the work that we do as elders has no effect if you don't come and be a part of this work. We need you to be here for these meetings. As I stated a couple weeks ago, nobody ever grows spiritually by worshiping less. We're giving you the opportunities to make this happen, to be here and to grow with us. June 12th through the 15th will be VBS with Lowell Salee here. If you have a friend or family member that you've been looking for a way to get them to come with you, this is it. Tell them to come to VBS. Let Lowell do his job from the pulpit here to spread the gospel to them. It's a great opportunity. We haven't had VBS for a couple years due to the COVID situation. I can tell you, The ladies that are putting this together are extremely excited about it. They've already given us a presentation on what they want to do. And all of everybody else that's involved with the Teens in the Green, the Summit, the VBS, all that, the work behind the scenes on this is enormous. So please support them with your attendance and your attention to what they do. The June 15th or the 17th is Teens in the Green. Ben Hall will be our speaker for that. Looking really forward to that. It'll be our third year for this. Coming out of COVID, we're expecting the third year to be even larger. We're hearing a lot of great feedback from the families, from the kids when they leave here. They go back to wherever they're from. And we're getting calls and cards and emails saying how edified their kids were, how great it was for them to be here for this event. The fall meeting, we've combined that with the summit this year. As you can see there, Chris Emerson will be taking care of both of those. Last year, we didn't have a whole lot of time to prepare for the summit, so we decided to combine that this year with the fall meeting and make it into one event with some exterior events for the college-age kids after the Friday and Saturday night events. So, you know, support those things. Be here with them. The Ladies' Day, we have not got the speaker for that nailed down just yet. We'll let you know as soon as we do have that finalized. And the Men's Day, Barry Kirchner will be here October 29th for that. So with that being said, we've got several events coming up, and we are extremely excited to let you guys in on this. We'll give you more information about the training program when we get a little bit closer to it, we nail down the person that we're going to be bringing in for that, how it's going to go, the timelines for it. We're extremely excited to be bringing Eric in here to help Mike out and the work that they're going to do together in here. Once again, the theme for this year really is the key, though. Are you connected? Are you connected to the work that's being done here? Are you willing to put forth the effort to be here when these things are done? When the doors are open, when the meetings are going on, are you going to be here? That becomes a heart issue. That becomes a me issue. Am I going to be connected to my salvation, to my kids' salvation, to the work that's going on here, and the ripple effect of that, as I said before, 50 years down the road, are you going to be a part of that? The plans are in place, guys. Everything's here for you. As they say, the fields are ripe for harvesting. It's time. And the energy around this congregation is it's amazing to us. Us elders, we take great privilege in serving as in this role. And one of the reasons for that is because we see an expansion coming of not only spiritual growth, but numerical growth in the future that we're so excited about. And I hope you guys can feel that. I hope you take a part of that and get connected with what we've got going on here. And with that, we're going to turn over the service to Mike. And don't forget to grab one of these. We'll have four of the deacons at the back doors when they, as you're leaving, they're going to hand you one of these packets here. Grab that on your way out. It'll have the schedules and some more information in there.